Amar! Amar, what happened?
Wahib but Marwan.
What were you doing with him?
I went to give him my letter from Imam Ali.
Amar, we have been the subject of ridicule of this uncivilized tribe of Bani Umayyah. We're just wasting our time, Amar. The thirst of this tribe's rule will be cured by blood, not by vice. We have to draw our swords, Amar. We have to draw our swords.
Malik, don't forget the patience of our Imam Ali.
Amar, we are cowards by being silenced for so many years. Ali has been expecting us to take action. By the order of the third caliph, Abu Zar died in exile. Marwan killed Naira Aslani, the great companion of the Prophet, in front of the caliph's house. Come on, let's go.
The third caliph was murdered. The whole city of Medina was full of anxiety and distress. Talha, you are the friend of the Prophet Muhammad, the sheikhs of the consulting body. There are 7 days to pass on after the death of Osman. Why don't you decide the next caliph among you? Appoint one. We need one.
I know that our merciful God is kind to his creatures. Sheikhs are also related to saints and caliphs. I, Talha Al-Khair, am Abu Bakr's nephew, and Zubair, the Prophet's brother-in-law and cousin. Zubair, you come forward. We'll promise our allegiance with you.
Brothers,
what are you doing? The position that you speak of is not a business. If you consider the household of the Prophet, surely Ali is from it. If you consider the sword, it was only because of Ali and his two-tongued sword that Islam was able to spread so far. And if you consider honesty, I would not be a real man if I didn't buy it for 500,000 dirhams. Whenever the previous caliphs were confused, they always went to Ali for judgment.
Indeed, we're happy to promise our allegiance with Ali, but you saw and heard that he didn't accept.
You have to insist.
Do you think that it is fair to a person like Ali to not let him lead his own people?
Hakim,
nobody has the slightest doubt about Ali's virtue. We insisted, but he turned us down. Now do you want us to force him?
You are the sheikhs of the consulting body. Tell Ali you haven't heard the prophetic narration on Ghadir. فَقَالَ وَالْمَلَأُ أَمَامَهُ مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَعَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى اللَّهُمَّ وَالِمَنْ وَالَهُ وَعَادِمَنْ عَادَى وَانْصُرْ مَنْ نَسَرَى وَخْذُرْ مَنْ خَذَرَى. The Holy Prophet said, O people, of whomsoever I am the master, Ali is his master. O Allah, be a friend of him who is a friend of him. Be an enemy of him who is an enemy of him. And forsake that man who forsakes him.
فَقَالَ أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْإِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا فَمَنْ أَرَادَتَ الْمَدِينَةَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ فَلْيَعْتِهَا مِنْ بَابِهَا.
Thereafter he said, I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is its gate. Whomsoever desires to enter this city must enter through its gate. When we all know that the most knowledgeable, virtuous, and just person among us is Ali, he must ask him to become the caliph. When he sees your enthusiasm, he will accept.
Did you all hear? Let's ask from Ali now.
Ali has a condition.
Hey Ambar, if you're gifted a horse, you shouldn't count its teeth.
Yes, you're right. But what happens if you order a seven-headed dragon to devour the caliph? If Ali accepts your invitation, he's going to practice a divine religion. I know, my master. If Ali becomes a caliph, he's going to practice a divine religion. And if Ali becomes a caliph, he's going to get the confiscated properties, even if you made him a dower of your own wives. Those who have livestock, hidden livestock, beneath the ground, and have pretty maids, you will be asked by the son of Abi Talib that where did you get them? Those who were the warriors in the company of the Prophet, you must know that you will be rewarded from the God, not from the treasury of the government. O people, do you accept these conditions?
Ali is our master. Ali is our master. Ali is our master. Ali is our master.